Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Dr. Bill Connolly is back on the show. Folks, Bill's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time now. He's a principal of Connolly Consulting, which helps companies just like yours and mine put their best foot forward and make sure we have the maximum opportunity to be successful. His book is called Bizonomics, and he is here to talk to us about business planning. Bill Connolly, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Bill, for some reason, over the last close to four years, whenever we polled small business owners, especially in the last 2 years, I'm going to say last year and a half to 2 years, we polled small business owners about how things were going in the economy, and other surveys that I report on, like the Tatum survey and the NFIB survey, we're getting almost the same response every time, and that's that about on the high end, anywhere from 12 to 25% of our respondents are doing great. And on the low end, anywhere from 10 to 20% are say they're still in a recession. And then you got that middle 60% or so that says, well, we're not going to fail. We're hanging in there, but we're not great.
Yeah.
And that's so if you add if you look at it one way, maybe as much as 80% of folks are still kind of, you know, not really excited about how things are going. How do you plan? How do you create a plan in that kind of environment?
Yeah, well, you know, let me just add on there. I look at dollars more than attitudes. I'll look at the polls on what people say, but what I like is what they actually do.
Right.
And corporate profits are all-time record high.
Yep.
But small business earnings are just about where they were before the recession.
Mm-hmm.
No higher. And they're going up at a much slower rate than the corporate.
And that's because we can't lay off enough people. We can only go so far, or we have to close the doors.
Well, yeah, there's some truth there. And when Congress tries to help the economy, they start looking at large corporations.
Yep.
Who have the lobbyists.
Right.
And they don't, you know, they'll throw a bone to small business before the election.
More rhetorically than anything, though.
Exactly. So it is tough. Now, the numbers are a little bit mixed because small business has more of the contractors who were hurt by the housing downturn. But anyway, it's been tough for small business, and I think it's even tougher to look forward today because people like me and the average of my fellow economists were saying, oh, this will be a decent year, not a great year, but this year, next year, sort of moderate growth, but I pick up the paper and Europe's all over the headlines.
Right.
And then when I think, gee, if Europe implodes, what really happens? Well, they are such a large portion of the global economy, we're not going to have a happy day if Europe
mm-hmm.
is falling apart.
Well, of course, they're already in a recession over there. They've already descended to that point.
Yeah, and some countries more than others.
Yep.
But if they really go into a financial panic,
right.
I think it's going to be tough here. And that led me to the whole question of how do you, as a large business owner or a small business owner, how do you plan in this uncertain environment? And as I've worked with small business owners, their planning tends to be less formal than the large corporations that I work with. Oftentimes, the plan is at some point in the year, the owner says, hey, I've got three things I want to accomplish this year.
Right.
And, you know, big strategic objectives rather than detailed tables of
mm-hmm.
numbers for different scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm suggesting that people do is look at those big things that you're working on this year and say, okay, which of those do I really want if the economy continues with this moderate growth, and which of those would I still want even if the economy went sinking?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working with a company up in Seattle, and when we went through the process of what do you really want to accomplish in 2012, the owner decided he wanted to spend more time out with his customers doing sales.
Good move.
And, good move. This guy really needed it.
Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, when I sort of raised that question, his body language got really uncomfortable.
I bet.
And,
hey, Bill, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back, and Bill's going to get into a little bit more about how you and I can do some business planning, even today, even when we don't know what rest of 2012 or 2013 is going to be like. Right after these messages, Bill Connerly and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.